Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Illuminati in honor of Spike. This is the 1 year today since we lost him. And, man, what a year. It seems like just yesterday. Oh, man. Whew. It is, let's see here, it's Muck and Fun Day. Gosh, I don't even know what day. It's April 1st, I think. It's April Fool's Day. Man, March has been a hell of a month again, and then here we are, April 1st, 1 year. 1 year since we lost Spike. It is, man, it don't seem like, it don't seem possible that it's all, the time has gone by that fast. I still think about him all the time, and shit, when we had problems just recently, well, we had the problems, you know, with the attacks, and no Spike there to go to, you know, he was an expert on the computers. And a patriot extraordinaire. I mean, he done his share and then some. That being said, we're going to go on ahead with the program. I'm your host, Henry Shivey. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the new number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And you'll have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 50 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And Fine Springs easing its way on in. I don't mean there couldn't be a snowstorm or two yet left. It's always possible. We're also going to mention, Ruth passed while I was up north helping my children. Ruth passed on March 26th, and that was quite a hit. I mean, we got up that morning, and Laura started reading the emails, and she just started crying. Ruth was a lovable lady. I mean, just an awesome person, and we're going to miss her. We're going to miss her a lot. And also, Sunfire's mother passed March 27th. That was expected. He let everybody know that she was in her last days, and still, you know, it hurts. And what hurts one trencher hurts us all. That being said, let's see what we're going to get into today. And I backed up a bit because there was things going on while I was doing what I had to do. And I want to sizzle and pissed, you know. Trump signs order recognizing Golan Heights as part of Israel. And that's how we're going to start this out when we return.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
These men.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, stepping back a week, but this has to be addressed. Trump signs order recognizing Golan Heights as part of Israel. By what fucking authority? I'm going to be the president of the United States. I'm not the president of the world. I mean, just another fucking piece of shit lie. I mean, Israel's proxy. That's what we are. That's all that Israel's attack dog. Israel's fucking slave population that fucking enforces the rule of King Netanyahu. This is from the New York Post. President Trump officially recognized the Golan Heights with zero authority. Hey, you know what? One of you guys on there, I know Katie's on there. Katie, I'm gonna give you Texas on my authority as the proprietor of FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It's yours. It all belongs to you. Throw everybody out you don't want there, and it's all yours. I mean, this is such bullshit. This is the, I mean, where would the wealth of your country's going and who you're serving? Who, I mean, you already know that you are subject. You were told that in the 14th Amendment, but who are you serving? You're serving a fucking little pisshole over in the fucking desert that wants, the whole world belongs to them. That's what people better get through their heads. It's one piece at a fucking time. But they've taken the mightiest fucking nation to ever exist on this planet. And made it their goddamn bitch. Made us their bitch. To go, Trump declares, by what fucking authority does Trump claim it? Trump has no authority nowhere except here in the United States, except through fucking written treaty that does not violate the Bill of Rights. It is a big moment, a very important moment. Yeah, for Israel, the ones you represent. Once you get your fucking ass over there, you son of a bitch, and permanently attach your lips to Netanyahu's ass and stay there. You fucking traitor. Trump said as he signed a proclamation. Proclamations for other fucking... Who's in charge here, people? Is this a government of, for, and by the people? By any stretch of the imagination? I don't think so. Signed a proclamation during an appearance at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister King Benjamin Netanyahu, king of the Zion world that fucking Trump serves as lapdog to. Israel took control of the Golan Heights in 1967 to safeguard its security from internal threats. You know that buffer zone. We've talked about it for many years, that buffer zone. No, a captured territory. It's always captured. That's what a goddamn empire, when it's building, does. And we've been empire building for Israel all over the fucking world. Proclamation, huh? From external threats. Well, there's always going to be an external threats until you own the fucking globe, right? You kike son of a bitch and Zionist pig piece of shit. Today, aggressive action by Iran and terrorist groups in southern Syria, including Hezbollah. The terrorist groups in fucking Syria were put there by Israel and the United States, ISIS. I mean, they're talking about this one bitch that wants to come back, this daughter of a diplomat. She wants to come back because she's an American and stuff, and she went and joined. Hey, man, and you know, these fucking hypocrites on there. Oh, you know, she joined ISIS. We financed it with the money from some of that $21 trillion that's fucking missing. That's where it went, to finance these goddamn overthrows of these governments in the Middle East for our masters in fucking, well, Jerusalem now. As declared by the president of the fucking world, Mr. Donald J. Trump thinks he's the president of the world. But you can't be the president of the United States to be the president of the world. You're the fucking CEO of a corporation for an international corporate mafia, for an international corporate monarchy. Including Hezbollah continue to make the Golan Heights a potential launching. That's what, yeah, you're fucking launching fucking airstrikes on Syria. I mean, it's like here. You know, we as the population, the people, the American nationals with who do own this country and who are the authority in this country by fucking law. But there's just this bunch of people out there running around. Oh man, you know, the laws apply to them. In the first place, their fucking statutes can't apply to us because we are the authority, and they never had any authority to bring the admiralty onto our shores or to spread the federal fucking parasitic goddamn disease that is killing this country across this country. But by decree, I mean, very violent attacks. I mean, Israel's only thing that's fucking important. Goddamn, if you got a child, you need to get that child in, you know, that just turned 18, need to get him into a uniform and get him over there to die for fucking Israel. Because Israel is your sovereign. Hezbollah continue to make Golan Heights a potential launching ground. See, it'll never, because, you know, that's what happens. You know, it's a buffer zone. And then you settle it. Oh, you need another buffer zone. You see, that's what conquest is really all about, isn't it? When they come with their soldiers, I mean, we've talked about this before. This is what the Romans said, you know. I can't remember. John quoted the Roman that said it. When they come with their armies, it's an attack. It's a goddamn war. When they come with their families, it's recolonization. And don't make no mistake, these Zionist motherfuckers think this whole goddamn planet was put here for them, and that we are just fucking animals upon it, to be used by them, abused by them. So they kill fucking people for fucking entertainment. Israel seized the land in 1967 during the Six-Day War between the Jewish state and the number of Arab neighbors. Israel annexed the territory, or just annexed the territory. You know, just like they built their fucking nuclear arsenal, you know, as non-members of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. Oh, it was okay because it was Israel. I'm going to fucking skin one of these motherfuckers and see what's different about them than the son of a, and I'll skin one of these goddamn Judeo-Christians right beside them and see what the difference is between a fucking Jew, a Christian, or if they're just fucking bleed red blood like the fucking rest of us and they're just fucking filthy, dirty enough and fucking goddamn diabolical enough and lie and cheat and steal and thieve and fucking meet the worst things you can ever fucking think of to gain another fucking inch, to gain another shekel. A plague on the planet is what they are. In 1981, but the move... Go ahead, sorry.
Worth more than all the chlorine on Earth.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I think somebody was trying to talk there. Huh?
Yeah, I was saying one Jew fingernail is worth more than all the goyim on Earth.
Oh, hell yes. We are soulless animals. It's like when we go out and we slaughter a cow to eat, you know? It's an animal. We're in the same fucking, we're cattle. Chattel cattle. And I mean, it's completely amazing that a handful of fucking people could be so diabolical, but you know. It still comes down to the Masonic. Go ahead, sorry.
Probably below cattle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cows, well, it depends on what state you're in. You know, you go to the fucking hospital anymore in these United States, the first thing they do is a fucking credit check on you. They run your fucking credit, to see, and then they decide what treatment you get. If the fucking treatment, if the numbers come out that the treatment will allow you to work enough to make a profit, with the furtherance of your life, well, you'll get treatment. If it comes out that, oh, that'd be money spent, you're never going to get back. Oh, fuck you die. And everybody knows it. It isn't a secret that's going, you know, that they're whispering to one another. They're telling us right to our goddamn faces anymore. Reversing U.S. policy. Trump first declared his intention to recognize Israel's sovereignty over another foreign country. Who the fuck do you think you are, Trump? You do not represent the people. You know, I seen his fucking rally the other day there in Michigan. And, the core representative, they were all, you know, sent letters and stuff. All the good Masons were there. They were ordered to be there. And when they can sit there and fucking, you know, and we're going to protect your Second Amendment, when they know very goddamn good and well that he's already signed the, it just got through with the bump stock shit going in. And not to mention the fucking background check shit that he signed before. And just, yeah, you fucking traitors. Every one of you is going to the gallows. And I'll tell you what it was, people. They put up from states all around. To get a crowd that big, because people aren't falling for the shit. I talk to people all the time. And to get a crowd that big, they went to, with all their little red hats on, they went to the neighboring states and they bust the motherfuckers in. Because they told you, you know, after the fucking this big speech the asshole gave, that his core, that he cannot win with his core. He can't win this, fuck, like there is elections. I mean, God, this is so hard to talk about. But he could not win with his core because, like, so many percentage of the people in the middles decided all the non-affiliated with any, you know, political party. Those, I can't think of the word. But anyways, these people who vote in, that aren't affiliated with either party are going to decide, and all of them have fucking backed away. It's all gone. You got these two fucking factions. You got the goddamn, you got the Soviet communists, and then you got the Fabian fucking socialists. That's what you fucking have, fighting over who's going to take this goddamn country and fucking take us out to that goddamn ditch and put that bullet in our head after they've taken everything we have for their masters. And shit, they'll be in a part of the kingdom of Zion. I mean, when you hear them talking about families like the Bushes and the Clintons, and now the Trumps as dynasties. Now that's old world bullshit. That's the crown heads of Europe, isn't it? And they'll tell you the ruling class. How can you have a ruling class with the fucking Bill of Rights? You can't. It's all fraud, and they fucking know it, and they know we figured it out, too. Make no mistake about it. That I mean, just standing up there, just the fucking balls to stand up there and go, I declare it. Who are you, king of the world? You son of a bitch? You fucking piece of nothing? He talks like a tough fucking guy. That's what really kills me. I know I seen a little side article, it fucking must have been a couple of weeks ago, talking about his friends and us people out here fucking talking trash about him. I better watch out for his, because he has police and motorcycle gang friends. Really? Gangster? You fucking piece of shit? You know that the fucking, when they armed the FBI and when they went after Al Capone, you know why they did that? Because it was getting clear out of hand. And what happened is that people started coming out when these gangs would come into town to rob the fucking bank and go shooting their way out of town where they were meeting fucking rifles. The people started blowing their asses away. Because that fucking government was always in on the fucking, Al Capone owned the fucking police stations, the illegal police stations. Now, didn't he? That this goddamn, this very idea, what Donald Trump says that the Golan Heights belongs to fucking Israel. Fuck you, asshole. Maybe Syria is where we'll send you for your fucking trials when this shit's all over if you're still there, Mr. Gangster. And I mean, that's just like he's stepping up there and wanting people to know he's the fucking gangster. Is this this land of the free and home of the brave has turned into a fucking international corporate mobster fucking hideout, hangout? Go up there and talk like that, you son of a bitch. You're a fucking servant. You're a houseboy. You're a glorified clerk, and that's all the power you ever would have had you even been legitimate. But this whole goddamn fraudulent corporation, this is how out of hand it is. They are a handful. We are the many. But here we are. We fucking just stand there and watch this shit happen. Well, we're not really. Because, I mean, shit's going down. Shit's going down every day. I mean, and they're not going to report about the really good shit that we'd be going like, yeah. Yeah, they report on the things that they think will benefit them as they take over the internet to make sure nothing else gets fucking reported. But it's already too late. The truth is on the loose. The truth is out there, and it can't be denied. On Monday, he reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel where a rocket fired from, a rocket fired from Gaza struck a house north of Tel Aviv, wounding 7 people, including 2 children. Whoa! Now, where was your fucking outrage when they were down there on the Gaza Strip at that fence shooting little unarmed children, you motherfucker? You gangster piece of shit? The United States recognizes Israel's absolute right to defend itself and only Israel's right. Not even our own people do you recognize our right to defend ourselves. The American nationals that own this goddamn country. The American nationals that are the only authority in this goddamn country. You don't recognize our fucking rights to defend ourselves, do you? Because you're the dirty cock-sucking piece of shit fucking gangster we're defending ourselves against. Come and get them! Today I am talking, I am taking historic action to promote Israel's ability to defend itself and really to have a very powerful, very strong national security. Why? What is so important over in that little shithole? They got pictures of you fucking poodles or something that makes them so goddamn important? More important than the rest of the whole fucking world, including what you claim to be your own country, you piece of shit? People are sick of this. They're wanting to pass those anti-Semitic laws so fucking bad. Do it. It's just like the gun laws. Do it. I was just up north, man. I was around the city. I was talking to everybody I run into. And even the people inside that are living inside the cities are saying, fucking, you ain't taking my fucking gun. We know exactly what you're up to, you piece of shit. And you put together your fucking little red hats for you maybe, 10 or 15,000 enough to fill a little stadium. That isn't a fucking drop in the ocean to who we are, motherfucker. And they're all going to hang for the fucking traitors that they fucking are. The Masonic lodges are not going to run this country anymore. In fact, they will be abolished. Okay, Netanyahu praised Trump as an ally. No, he just fucking patted his dog on the head, on his fucking false hair head. Good boy, Trumpy. Heel, Trumpy. Mr. President, my dear friend Donald, you have shown consistently incredible support. Yeah, consistently, it is incredible. It's incredible to the point of treachery. If this was a true fucking president of the United States, if we were under our Constitution, this fucker would hang just for this one fucking incident. He would fucking hang. You know, they just did that goddamn, they got the Mueller report came out. This diversion, the Mueller report is as about irrelevant as to the crimes that fucking Donald, the international crimes, and I'm talking war fucking crimes too, that son of a bitch has committed as Monica Lewinsky's blowjob in the Oval Office was to Clinton's fucking criminal fucking crimes that he committed against the people of the United States. It was that relevant, irrelevant. And then he stands up there and goes, the justice system works. How do you feel about that, people? That justice system works. As we watched the other guy, I think it was in Chicago, I can't think of his name, the one that was did the queer black dude that fucking said that the white guys jumped him and beat him up and found out that was all a fucking lie. And he was charged with 16 fucking felonies, and then all of a sudden they just dismissed him. Yeah, the justice system fucking works. It fucking is arbitrary. I mean, if you wanted to define the word arbitrary, just put in the United States justice system. That should be the definition in the dictionary. Arbitrary and capricious. And illegal. Because you're not allowed to do that on our fucking soil, you son of a bitch. And we are the fucking authority here, and we're telling you. You're not allowed to do. You already were told. So you can't listen? We're going to have to clear your fucking ears out, I reckon. Mr. President, my dear friend Donald. Oh. He also joked about giving the teetotaling Trump a case of the finest wine stolen from the Golan Heights as a gift. Stolen land. What is a fucking Jew's got that they haven't fucking stolen from somebody? Somebody tell me. Oh, and here, Stallone, no one, remember last year, week we were talking, week before last, at the end of the week we were talking about, our big bore rifles and how we were going to stack their fucking bodies up for 300 yards before they even got close enough to lob one in on us. I think they're listening. Stallone, no one needs bolt action rifles either. They just figured out, let's just look at this a little bit, shall we? This is from The Truth About Guns, sent in by Jalapeno for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Now someone at Salon, a sixth-generation grandson of Thomas Jefferson, what the fuck's that mean? That elitist piece of fucking shit that should have been exterminated by the people before when he went along with the, when they were writing that fucking elitist constitution for an elitist fucking aristocracy in this country? Fuck Thomas Jefferson. His great-great-great-grandson seems to be the same fucking traitor he was. His falling on his feigning couch after learning that some Americans like to shoot long distances. The horror! You better believe the horror. Because you're going to fucking find out. That's our pride. It ain't just shooting fucking something at 50 yards with a pistol. How far out can you hit the pie plate? And I'm talking way past 500 yards, people. Out to 1,000. Security detail? See, this is what's waking up their asses. A security, well, let's go on here a little bit. Maybe he's never heard of PRS. In any case, it's clearly time to do away with these military-grade killing machines. Oh, our big bore long guns, huh? Woohoo! Yeah, you better be afraid of them. Take a minute and look at all the military speak, gun culture, nomenculture, babble that's slapped down. They slap down match grade, muzzle brake, and infinitely adjustable folding stock, and all the rest of that crap. That's the way they market guns like that Scorpion. And you know what it is. It's insane. It's scary, ain't it, you son of a bitch? Okay, their use of insane is a kind of gun lover, hipster speak, and the Soprano, or Scorpio, isn't a semi-automatic assault rifle like the ones used to kill 20 children, bullshit, and 6 teachers at Sandy Hook, bullshit, or the 50 Muslim worshippers at Christ Church in New Zealand, bullshit, or the 17 students and faculty killed at Parkland, bullshit, Florida, or the 58 concert goers in Las Vegas, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. But that was an operation. Now you had fucking, goddamn, the fuck were you just supposed to, it's like the World Trade Center and Building 7. It'll pass. Just keep telling that fucking lie. No matter how monstrous that lie is, just keep telling it and keep telling it. And they'll forget about Building 7, won't they? Oh, somebody's lit a match in the basement and it fell down. I don't know what the fuck happened there. But it's the same style of weapon with the same style aluminum stock and ventable rails alongside its barrel, and it's got capabilities in excess of what would be necessary for any sort of legitimate civilian uses. Well, you don't understand we're not civilians. We're fucking nationals, and we do have uses for that long shot rifle. Loaded up with the faster 230 grain Berger round, I got hits on a 3x3 inch steel target at 2,000 yards, the review boasted. And that is 1.13 miles. Now, wow, man, I'm telling you, that made their assholes pucker. Now, you got that. See, they feel safe walking around with their fucking security team with their machine guns. That's how they have to wander our fucking streets, because they are so loved here. These motherfucking goddamn invaders. These fucking corporate fucking fraudulent sons of bitches. They feel all safe, man. But then now they're starting to think, how are you going to set up a fucking something to protect you for a fucking what would end up being a circle mile? A mile around you, a circle. And it'd have to be every inch of it from there in to be completely safe, because it could be at 200 yards, 300 yards. 400 yards, 700 yards, 1,000 yards, 2,000 yards. Starting to see the fucking picture, you dirty prick son of a bitches. You need to get on that goddamn gun confiscation shit now, don't you? You need to get this shit rolling. See, they figure they stay back the way the fuck back out of the way and send their green card armies, their cannon fodder, and that's going to be it. They're just going to, we're just going to just give up because there's just too many. Nuh-uh. The head of the snake will be the fucking target. Make no mistake about it. I can't even call them traitors. Invaders. You have fucking violated our law. You have violated our law a million times over, and now you are committing fucking, oppression upon our people. We'll be right back.
Judge. constipation go to his head. His wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Same on the south side of town. It's a good look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time. And that was Kid Rock with Born Free My Ass. Born free my ass. Born into communism. Born into deception and lies. That's what we were. We were on this article here. Now no one needs bolt action rifles either. Hoo-hoo. You figured that one out, did you? Who the hell needs to hit something, anything from over a mile away? Well, we do. I'll tell you who. An army or a marine sniper. Oh, really? Mr. Tench Cox, the person who helped put together the fucking second article to our Bill of Rights, disagrees with you, you son of a bitch, you elitist piece of trash. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier, including that 50 caliber with that fucking 40 power scope on it, and with night vision that can hit your ass from a mile away, is included in that every terrible implement of your soldiers, that your standing army, black water army, every implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. Another right you're trying to take away from us. It's a birthright. That means we're born with it, you ignorant fucking curs. But you're not ignorant. You're just scared because you know that your fucking time is coming. You know the people have figured it out. And you can put every fucking Mason for two states together and they ain't a fucking drop in the ocean compared to us. And you know it. And out here in the West, man, I'll tell you what, we pride ourselves on. I fucking shooting 50 feet or hitting something at 100. Fuck that shit. We pride ourselves on how far out we can hit something. So come and get them, you dirty son of a bitches. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them. Civil rulers, huh? They have become rulers, haven't they? They have become a corporation that fucking rules us as goddamn subjects without rights in their pretense, in their deluded minds.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey, let's not have any delusions about who they're going to send to try and get them either, man. It's going to be some clown that, you know, that's in some uniform that you've never seen before. You know, it won't be no fucking cop. It's going to be some piece of shit in a blue helmet or something. You know what I'm saying? You know, the guy who's going to try and take your gun from you is going to be some idiot you've never seen before.
Yeah, but once all this breaks out, that mile and a half shot becomes very relevant. Because the people who are given the orders, these fucking spineless pieces of shit like that Blumenthal who was it called for confiscation? Lindsey Faggot Graham calling for confiscation, removal of our second article absolute right that we're born with. They think they're going to stay way the hell back there a mile or two in the distance and they're going to be safe while they send their cannon fodder forth. To fucking, and we're just gonna shoot them and we're just gonna fight their little, When it breaks loose, there's number one target's the head of the fucking snake, I would think. Wouldn't you? 1.3 miles, I love that. See, who the hell needs to hit something, anything from over a mile away? The American Nationals do. Because the head of the snake is not going to hide over there while we allow our numbers to be eaten up by cannon fodder from other countries, you son of a bitches.
The same reason why they use drones in Syria and Iraq.
There you go.
Because they don't want, you know, I mean, what the hell? These people are fucked.
They're cowards.
The same things you do.
They're
same
cowards.
You do, assholes.
You betcha. Cowards is what they are. Kill little children with fucking drones over there. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, you're right, man. A drone that you can't even see is so far up in the fucking sky. Dropped a bomb down. And, you know, Also, there's 23 children killed and 16 women. But we got that one terrorist we were aiming at. Well, I'll tell you something. War's an ugly fucking thing. It's something that nobody ever fucking wants. Not any rational thinking person. The majority of the people on this planet don't want to kill each other. They just want to live out their fucking lives. But these dirty bastards, they want us all dead. They want to be gods on this earth. Well, we'll see how that goddamn 1.13 miles works out for you. See how many fucking cannon fires it takes to fill up that fucking area. So you can just walk down the goddamn street, you dirty treasonous fucking foreign piece of trash. You're not violating our Bill of Rights. We fought we didn't fight. Our fucking forefathers, our true forefathers, fought for that, our fucking rights, and we ain't giving them up. And yes, those big badass bold actions are going to come into play as soon as this shit gets going. They'll be fleeing this country. You watch. You watch. I tell you who, an army or a marine sniper, that's who. No, there isn't even supposed to be a fucking Marine Corps. There's not supposed to be an army. All this shit is supposed to be for off our shores. There was never supposed to be an army that was gonna be fucking, we were gonna be facing, but they brought one here. They brought a private fucking army, a corporate fucking army. And they call it police, but I look and I see the military insignia on them. When they dress up to go to fucking fight, they look like a fucking soldier to me, don't they to you? Man, like I said, people, they would have us down to fucking slingshots. That would be the ideal situation, or nothing at all. Helpless victims is what they want, but we're not helpless victims. There are people out there that can fucking shoot that 1.13 miles. And do it every fucking time. And you're going to have to deal with them because they're, hey, this is a big fucking country. And out in the West, and I mean on the East Coast, they have like their shooting clubs and shit. There's goddamn a lot. There's probably, I don't know, maybe close to a million people that can make that fucking shot. You want to deal with that?
Listen, Henry, you know, and everybody out there listening, they're not just going to send some clown with a high-powered rifle to come collect their guns. They're going to send a drone. And they're going to fire on your house a mile and a half away from your house. They don't want, I mean, this is what they're going to do. They're not going to just, it's a war. They're going to, if they think you've got guns, they're not going to chance on having of getting hurt. They're going to attack your home from a mile away at 30,000 feet with a goddamn thermo bomb. They don't give a damn.
Precisely, Mark. But once they start doing that, who gave the order? Who gave that fucking order from the top? You better be ready to put a 1 mile circle of fucking security around them, hadn't ya? Or else they're vulnerable. And you find the dirty son of a bitch the treasonous piece of trash that would run that drone for them. Oh, you capture that son of a bitch. You skin his ass alive and leave him alive hanging to a fucking tree is what you do with him. To leave a message to the next, I mean, you go to work for one of them motherfuckers. Go to work for one of them private contractors. Bomb a fucking American home. And you'll see what those long guns will do. And the long guns ain't half of it. We got the right to own tanks. We got the right to own 20 millimeter cannons, 50 caliber machine guns by law, by the second article.
They want to send a message, you know, and they're going to send it. Do you think they're going to come to Henry Shively or Mark Kornke's house with some clown with an AR-15? I don't think so. They're going to come at you. They're going to come hard, man. They're going to come with a goddamn drone at 30,000 feet.
So?
This is what we're dealing with.
So? Once they do it, the people will understand the situation, won't they? And they'll know who gave the orders. And like I said, I mean, how many men does it take to fill in a square mile? A round mile. How many people does it take? How many security would it take? That's just for one of them to walk down the fucking street. Because we're not just going to play cannon fodder here. We're not just going to fucking shoot your goddamn illegal aliens that can't even speak our fucking language that you gave a green card to and trained with a fucking AR-15 and put our, or even if you, it takes years to learn how to make that long shot. We're not just going to play that game. If we don't go for the head of the snake, we're fools, and we're not fools. We will go for the son of a bitch that gave the order. So you better get, I mean, this is what it is. You know, this is an aspect of it they haven't looked at till yet. Last week we were down here at the bottom, you know, down in the trenches. We were talking about that. I'm not going to, if I get a chance to get a clean shot, I'm not going to shoot that cannon fodder at 400 yards. It's like fucking guy in the suit out there at 800 yards. He's getting my bullet. And then, like I said, once the gloves are off, once we're at war, it's total fucking war. There are no rules. They're going to try to hide in bunkers and shit. But goddamn you, like I said, I mean, you imagine a ridge, a mile long ridge with fucking men with big bore rifles fucking staggered. You know, the next one 20 yards apart, 50 yards back, and then all the way down that fucking hill, charging into that. Well, you can bring your helicopters, but my goddamn, if you got 500 fucking dudes on that hill, and they all open up on them copters and shit with fucking big bore rifles, somebody's gonna hit it, and them fucking bullets tear shit up. You better know it. But this is just the same shit here. You know, this is what they, after they got the guns from the, see, they ain't got shit from us yet. But after they disarmed the fucking Australians, just before I left Liberty Tree Radio, the fellow used to call in from over there to Australia, and now they're wanting our bolt action rifles. A fucking bolt action rifle, I mean, World War I was won with bolt action rifles. The war to end all wars was fucking fought with bolt action rifles. I mean, up in World War II, it was still one shot, one kill. You had the M1 Grand, so you had semi-automatic fire, but those goddamn guns were set up. A fucking M1 Grand will shoot 1,000 yards. It's made to shoot 1,000 yards. The M14, made to shoot 1,000 fucking yards. We got every kind of diverse terrain you can think of in this country. And there are places where you're going to have to come at us where we can fucking nail your ass from a fucking mile away. And you bring your guns, bring your big boars. We'll have the high ground. When that military gets involved, and it ain't going to just be, oh, the military's just going to charge right in. Cause you know what? That's an aunt and uncle down there. That's why they had to bring the fucking foreigners in here to do the killing anyway. Cause we won't kill each other, and you kill one of us and all of us are going to turn against you. They are in a fucking conundrum. And man, I'm telling you this right here, this was a good article to have pop up today. Because, you know, it's showing, hey, man, there's more facets to this than you can fucking imagine. There are people out there that know how to do things, man. We're Americans. We can build shit. I mean, they talk about them fuckers over in Afghanistan, those goat herders. And then how about the goddamn mayhem that they can construct. You think of what fucking Americans can do. This is our fucking land. We know every fucking inch of it. Every fucking place you go, it's going to be like in that, Red Dawn on that first one. Everywhere you fucking go, if you're going down a road up here where I live, if you're going down a dirt road, every fucking inch is a potential fucking sniper shot from fucking, 200 to 400 yards away, even here in the hills. But you get out in the fucking desert, man, on the edge of the high desert where you'll be on the edge of where there's trees and stuff and mountains and stuff. God almighty. That 1,000-yard shot's gonna come in handy. And they can bring in their fucking Beaners and their fucking El Salvadorians and their Guatemalans, and they can give them big bore rifles. Have they been shooting them since they were old enough to fucking pick up a gun? Since they were 12 years old? Can they shoot with us on our own terrain? No, they can't. And even, like I said, back east, in the cities, you go right down in the goddamn cities. There are people out there with 50 caliber fucking guns that can fucking, they can reach out there, they can touch you at a mile. Easy beans. And I'll tell you, don't take a 300 Winchester Magnum. I guarantee you, that'll bang him at a goddamn 243. If the wind don't get you, I mean, that gun will hit at a fucking 1,000 fucking yards. This is one thing that they've been all that AR-15s, them AR-15s. You're talking, I mean, a good, you're loading match bullets for it. I mean, they're good rifles. I mean, but it's a little bullet. It's fast. I mean, a fucking blade of grass will deflect it because it's moving so fast. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, a maximum accuracy range. Accuracy is going to be, in this fucking war, accuracy is going to mean something. And accurately, there are people out there that could shoot 600 yards. I got to believe they'd have load their own match bullets and shit that they can do it. They can shoot 600 yards. So you got to know that there are people that can shoot on out another 400, 500, 600 yards with a bolt action rifle with a good scope on it, sighted in for that fucking range. That's when the first row starts shooting, and you keep coming, then the next row starts shooting, and then the next row sighted in for that. Fuck, you could set flags up out there, and just, you pile them motherfuckers up, and before they could get close enough to lob one in on you, then fuck, you done killed half of them. And then you open up
they're
with
gonna
your...
They're going to have drones with fucking machine guns, man. I mean, you know, they're not going to... When this shit lights off, you're not going to hardly see anybody in the ground. It's all going to be air, I guarantee
you. Hey, Mark. How's that phone work out for you, buddy? How's that son of a bitch work for you?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they don't give a damn. They're going to come at you with a goddamn drone with two machine guns on it, man.
Their technology is as good as what them fucking phones are, man.
Satellite guided, you know, stuff that we can't even, you know, imagine. They've got stuff planned for us. You're just going to have to think, shoot up in the air. They're not going to come at you from the ground.
No, we're not going to shoot at the drones up in the air. We're going to shoot at the son of a bitches driving the drones in the, down here on the earth, and the son of a bitches that gave the order for it to happen.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what, buddy. When the fucking long guns are released on these dirty bastards that are giving these orders to attack American nationals on their own fucking property to fucking subjugate us, there's going to be some bullets. They think they're not going to get shot at. They're going to have to leave this country or be down in a bunker. We catch them down in a bunker, we're going to fucking pour cement over. They ain't never coming out.
I agree. I'm just telling you, that's what they're going to do. They're going to have all this air technology going. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, but you do,
there,
man. You start bombing Americans and American homes here over guns. There will be no divide in the people. The people will come together as one. Any son of a bitch that gets a shot at one of them is going to take it. You're at war. They're going to kill you, or you're going to kill them. That's how war works. Only in this war, there's going to be no fucking rules. There is no Geneva Convention because they've completely dismissed international law. And just like with Trump handing the Golan Heights over to fucking Israel, they have dismissed all fucking law. This is a fucking savage fight in the jungle. And the greatest civilization, the most civilized people in the world. They're going to find out how unfucking civilized we can become when we are threatened, when our families are threatened, when our children are threatened.
They fly those damn drones from a box at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, man.
I wouldn't want to be there.
9,000 miles away.
Where do they sleep?
Yeah, I got you. I'm just telling you, you're going to have to start thinking about out of the box and where to find these guys.
Oh, everybody is.
They're not going to be knocking on your damn door. They're going to be hiding somewhere, man, because they're cowards.
Of course. And everybody understands that. God almighty, every man, Jack, one of us understands that. They want us to kill the fucking aliens they're bringing in. That just like when the British and, you know, pumped in the Irish and everybody here and the Scots and the Germans to kill the Indians. They want us to, they're going to stay back out of the way, they think. But there's no back out of the way here anymore. The dirty son of a, like I said, the person that would dare fly a drone, that would drop a bomb on an American house, man, and Americans get a hold of him. What do you think they're going to do to him? Do you think they're just going to pop him in the head? Or do you think they got something special for him?
Well, we can do the same damn thing. We've got people that fly drones, too. I'm just saying.
Yep.
This is what it is, man. It's not going to be 1775. It's going to be 2021 or, you know what I'm saying? It's just a whole different ball game.
Oh, yeah, it's a different ball game. But I'll tell you what, man, if fucking guns and accuracy and people with skill who can use a weapon didn't count, we'd already been done. They'd already done it. If they could have done it, Mark, if they could have took us out by now, do you think that they would hesitate?
Well, that's okay. Now let's talk about that. That's where we have friends inside because they're not going to let it happen. They're not all as powerful as they think they are. We got people, man, inside that are ready to pull the trigger on them. You got to think that. No one is crazy.
I don't just think it. I know it. I know it for a fact. Yeah, those when they start giving those orders, there's going to be a lot of fucking 45s coming out, and the guy gave the order is going to get the bullet in the head.
That's right.
That's and they know that too. That's like I said, this is why it hasn't happened, because they can't do it. They cannot fucking do it. They do not have the wherewithal to do it. That's why after we get through, when we get really mean into this war, that's when you'll see them try to send the hordes at us, the Chinese and fucking blue helmets. But we got something waiting for them too. We over in Korea, I think they fucking I don't even know what the body count was. I know a guy that was there that told a story. He was a nice guy, but you could tell he'd seen way too much. But he talked about just mowing them down by hordes of them coming at you. Their strategy was to run you out of ammunition and overrun you. And they're sitting there. They'd have three or four guns, the M1 Grands, and then they'd have the machine guns with the extra barrels. They'd have to take the barrels off. It gets so goddamn hot. Put another barrel on, and they're still coming in wave after wave. And they're mowing them down. And you know what? We kicked their fucking ass. And MacArthur would have took fucking mainland China, and it would have never been a threat to the United States if it hadn't been for that Masonic piece of fucking Zionist shit, Truman. Now, wouldn't he? All this shit's been orchestrated on us. And it's finally come down to the goddamn roots of it. Us. The people. We have to do this, people. A lot of us are gonna die. But man, the vengeance that we will put upon them, it's like I said, we're gonna redefine man's inhumanity to man. They should have never fucked with us. They should have left us alone. We're peaceful people. A generous people. It wasn't so long ago that we even actually cared about one another until they started pumping people in from all over the fucking world to try to dilute us so we don't even know each other anymore. But we're going to come together. Don't make no mistake about it. Like that first drone that drops that first fucking missile on a goddamn house. People are going to get, and you're going to see the people come together. And somebody right away is going to know who flies drones. And they're going to be sickened by it, and they're going to say, you know, that's probably goddamn fucking George. He lives over there on 16th Street, 843 16th Street. Really? You think George is going to make it through the fucking week? Because I don't. Anyways, guys, we've more than made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, I mean, people, just see that like this one thing that popped up here. This is something they really hadn't considered, was the fucking long-range shooters out here in the West and in the East Coast. I mean, those people, that's always been a pride of the person, the gun people. How far can you shoot accurate? And it's going to come into play. And it's going to come into play pretty goddamn quick as soon as the shit starts flying. That being said,
y'all have a great afternoon. Later, y'all. I'm out of here.
And that is The Word from the Trenches.